called I Am. It's a sermon series where we are going back through the Gospel of John, and we are looking at all the different ways in which Jesus has described himself. There are seven I Am statements Jesus makes. He says things like, I am the good shepherd, or I am the resurrection and the life. And this morning we come to the second time he calls himself I Am. It's found in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, and it comes as he has a conversation with some Pharisees. John says this. Again, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. But the Pharisees said to him, you are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. But Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going, but you do not know where I come from and where I am going. You judge only by human standards. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf as well. Then they said to Jesus, where is your Father? And Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. Jesus spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. This is a word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. You, O God, are our potter. We are your clay. Melt us and mold us, make us and use us. Have thine own way. Amen. Well, this past week I spent a few days on the Outer Banks, during which time I learned a little bit of pirate trivia. Do you know why pirates wore eye patches? It wasn't to cover a missing eye. It wasn't to help with depth perception. It wasn't to intimidate their enemies. No, most scholars think something different. Most scholars believe the reason pirates wore eye patches had to do with light. You see, pirates spent most of their days moving from above deck to below deck in their ships. Half their time they were in the blinding sunlight, the other half they were in pitch black darkness. And their eyes had trouble adjusting to the change again and again and again. And so smart pirates adopted a practice where they would cover their eye while they were above deck, so that when they went down below, they could simply move the patch to the other side and their eye would already be dark adapted. Now, isn't that interesting? You see, you spend enough time in the darkness, and sometimes light can be uncomfortable. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Those who follow me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You see, in our scripture passage this morning, Jesus tells the Pharisees that he has come to share the light of God's kingdom with everyone he meets. He has come to reveal the image of God everywhere he goes. And whoever sees this light, he says, will never experience darkness again. Now, this is good news Jesus is sharing with the Pharisees. He's telling the Pharisees that he is the light. And if they simply followed him, that they would have a better life, a more blessed life, a more abundant life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, the scripture says, and the darkness will not overcome it. Yes, Jesus is offering the Pharisees a better way of being in the world, a more blessed existence, but the Pharisees did not accept it. Inside, they instead they tried to discredit Jesus. And why did they try to discredit him? Well, it's because the light was simply too threatening. It was just too uncomfortable for them. Maybe it revealed too much. You see, there are some things in our life that we simply don't want other people to see. There are some parts of who we are that we would simply prefer to keep below deck. The great Protestant preacher Max Lucado tells a story of growing up in a working-class family in the heart of South Texas. Now, Max said when he was young, his entire family, all the adults, suffered from alcoholism. So by the time he was 21 years old, he himself had given up drinking entirely. Oh, Max liked beer, of course, but for him, it simply wasn't worth the risk. You see, no one in his family had ever been able to drink without getting drunk, and, well, he didn't want to roll the dice. Not to mention the fact he was in seminary at the time, he was starting his own family, he was working in a church and beginning to write books, and, well, people were counting on him, and he did not want to disappoint him. He wanted to live up to everyone's expectations. The problem, of course, is sometimes expectations can get to be a little bit too much. You sell 100 million copies of your books, you're dubbed the next Billy Graham in America, and eventually you can begin to feel a bit too much pressure. And so it started with a once-in-a-while drink, which then became a once-a-week drink, and then it finally became a once-every-day drink. That was just a beer, just a simple beer, but for Max, it felt like so much more. He knew he couldn't drink at home because, well, he didn't want his daughters to see, and he was nervous about drinking in public because you never knew who was watching. And so every day, he said, he got into his car and he drove to the same convenience store. He parked in the same parking lot with a brown paper bag and a can of beer inside, praying that no one would see. As he hid from the rest of the world. No, there are some things you don't want other people to know in your life. There are some parts of who you are that you would prefer stay in the darkness rather than risk the light. We don't want others to see our failures. No, we don't want the world to see all the ways that we are broken. We don't want to disappoint others when they finally realize that we are just as human as everyone else. It's too uncomfortable. It's too scary. It's too vulnerable. So we protect ourselves. We put it in the brown paper bag. We stow it below deck. We delete the internet history. We stay in the darkness. It's safer that way. That's why the Pharisees didn't want to spend time with Jesus. That's why they were so uncomfortable by his presence. They didn't want to be exposed for the frauds they believed they were. They wanted other people to believe that they were just as holy and righteous and redeemed as they said they were. They wanted everyone else to think that they had it all together. And in order to do that, they had to stay in the darkness. You see, we tell ourselves that there is freedom if we stay in the darkness. We tell ourselves that if we stay in the shadows, other people would never know, that they simply will not see. But Jesus says true freedom in God's kingdom is only found when you risk the light, when you step forward into the light. I am the light of the world, he said. And those who follow me will never experience darkness again. I remember having a conversation with a doctor one Sunday morning who told me that his favorite part of the church service he went to was always the prayer of confession at the beginning of the service. Now, I thought to myself, that's interesting. You know, who enjoys confessing? He said to me, you know, I work in a hospital. And when you work in a hospital and when you're a doctor, people expect you to have all the answers. They expect you to be perfect and never to make any mistakes. And of course, if you make a mistake and you talk about it, well, then you have to worry about a lawsuit. And it's just a lot of pressure to be under. And so I love coming to church on Sunday morning. Because for 1 hour a week, I get to be totally honest. For 1 hour a week, I get to admit that I don't have all the answers and that I do make mistakes. And God reminds me that is okay. Yes, we tell ourselves freedom is found in the darkness, but God says freedom is found in the light. Freedom is found when you stop pretending that you are okay without God's love. Jesus says you don't have to hide in the darkness anymore, because here's the thing. The darkness? Well, it's not dark to God. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. You don't have to spend your life below deck, because the thing you are afraid of, the thing that you fear everyone else will see, well, that is the very thing God says he is waiting to redeem. That's why we come to church each week. We come to church each week so that for 1 hour, 1 hour a week, we can be totally honest with God and with each other and know that it is okay, because we are surrounded with broken people just like us, the body of Christ. And together as this community, we are stepping forward towards that light. We are stepping forward towards freedom. Max Lucado said it took him over a week to work up the courage to admit to anyone his hypocrisy. He said he would show up to the same convenience store every week, the same brown paper bag every week, the same parking spot every week, until something in him snapped. I don't know why, he said. It just suddenly occurred to him that he needed to throw away the brown paper bag and pick up his cell phone, and he called the church elders. And he told them what happened. He didn't embellish the story or downplay his actions. He was simply honest. He confessed to what he had done, and they offered him forgiveness. In fact, the elders of the congregation encouraged Max not to hide his struggle, but instead to talk about it. They wanted him to preach about it to the entire congregation so that other people could see what grace looks like in action. And so one Wednesday evening at a midweek worship service, Max stood up before his church and he told them the story, the whole story, leaving out no detail. He told him about the pressure he had been feeling. He told him about the brown paper bag and the convenience store. He told him how he was trying to hide from the world. And then he told him about the grace he had experienced. It was at that point when the service went off script. You see, after he finished the sermon, he sat down. But just as soon as he sat down, someone in the congregation stood up and began to do the same. And then another person stood up and began to confess as well. And then another and another and another. And one by one, people stepped out of the shadows into the light. One by one, they began to move from bondage to freedom so that they might never experience darkness again. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Now, God says, you don't have to live like that anymore. You don't have to hide below deck anymore. You don't have to settle for the darkness anymore, afraid of what others might see. You can step forward into the light. I am the light, he said. I am the light, and whoever walks with me will never experience darkness again. Yes, thanks be to God, and amen. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you that indeed you come to us exactly as we are, and that your light is the light of all people. It is filled with grace and with truth. We thank you, Lord, that indeed you offer us the forgiveness we need, a hope we need, and where we are broken, you give healing. And where we have fallen short, you offer forgiveness. So God, we pray that we might always be children of light, that we would trust not in our own goodness, but in your grace to guide us through our days. God, give us the courage to step forward this day. For we offer this prayer in your Son's name. Amen.